The following podcast is brought to you by Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. I'm your host, DJ Bruiser, and you're listening to the Just One Thing podcast with an only child with way too much to say. Hello, welcome to the Just One Thing podcast. You are now listening to episode 3. So here's the thing. I've always thought I was great at being independent. Like, I don't need help. I don't need advice. I don't need anyone to fix things for me. I've got it handled. Or at least that's what I like to tell myself. But lately, I've been realizing that being strong all the time can get really lonely. Like, when you grow up an only child, you get used to being your own person, your own problem solver. You learn to depend on yourself, and that becomes your safety net. And don't get me wrong, independence is beautiful, but it can also turn into this wall you build up without even noticing it. A wall that keeps people out, even when you want them in. I'll have people who genuinely care about me ask, "What's wrong?" And my instinct is always, "Oh, nothing, I'm fine." Even when I'm definitely not fine. It's not because I don't trust them, it's because I'm so used to handling things alone. I don't know how to not do that. Letting people in means letting go of control a little, and that's hard when control is the thing that's always made you feel safe. But I'm starting to learn that being vulnerable isn't about losing control. It's about connection. It's about letting someone show up for you, even if you're not used to needing that. And honestly, it feels good. Scary, yes, but good. There's something soft about realizing you don't always have to carry everything yourself. That sometimes people actually want to help, not because they pity you, but because they care. I think I used to see needing someone as weakness. Now I see it as balance. Because no matter how independent you are, you still deserve to be understood. You still deserve to be held. Emotionally, spiritually, whatever that looks like for you. So yeah, I'm still learning how to let people in. I'm learning that struggle doesn't mean silence. It's being brave. Enough to say, I can't. And that's not failure, that's growth. Now let's get into the I don't need anybody feeling. You know, that feeling where you realize you don't actually need people the way most do. Like, you love them. You appreciate them, but if they disappear tomorrow, you'll still be okay. That's me. And I don't say that to sound cold. I say it because it's true. I grew up learning how to depend on myself. If I was sad, I figured out a way to make myself feel better. If I wanted something, I had to find a way to get it. No one was there to read my mind or fix it for me. And honestly, that built me. It made me solid. But get this, people don't always get that. They think being okay on your own means you're closed off. Which may be the case, but not always. Or that you don't care, which is never the case. When you really think about it, it's not about not caring for anyone. They think being okay on your own means you're closed off, or that you don't care. When really, it's not about not caring, it's about trust. I trust myself more than anyone. I know I'll show up for me. And not everyone can say that. Being independent doesn't mean I hate people. It just means I don't need them to feel whole. I can love someone and still know I'd survive without them. That's not cold. It's a peace. And yeah, it can make relationships weird sometimes because people expect you to lead, to need, to depend. And I just don't. Not because I'm trying to prove something, but because I've never been wired that way. When you grow up with only yourself to rely on, that becomes your normal. But independence comes with its own quiet moments too. The kind where you realize you don't let people be there for you, even when you could. Because the thought of needing someone almost feels dangerous, like giving them power they could take away. Still, I don't see that as broken. I see it as learning. Learning to be my own safe place. Learning to not chase people just to feel silence. learning that being alone doesn't mean being lonely. And maybe one day I'll meet people who make needing them feel easy, not scary. But until then, I'm okay right here, solid, grounded, and whole, all by myself. Now we're going to move on to the I'm fine reflex. Like, I brush off not needing anybody because I'm fine. I say I'm fine a lot, like a lot. Someone could ask, are you okay? And before I even get a chance of letting my mask slip, I think to say, oh yeah, I'm fine. Like a reflex, like blinking. But the truth is, most of the time, I'm not fine. I'm just comfortable pretending I am. I think it started when I realized that explaining how I felt usually made things messier. If I told someone I was upset, they'd either make it about themselves or tell me to get over it. So I learned to just say I'm fine. It was easier, cleaner. It kept things calm. And honestly, it became my safety line. Because when you grow up being the stable one, the calm one, the you're so mature one, you don't want to disappoint people by being a mess. You start to feel like your own emotions are something to manage privately, like they are too heavy for anyone else to carry. So I'm fine became my cover story, my emotional auto reply. But the thing is, the more you say you're fine, the more you start believing you have to be. Like, you can't even admit to yourself when you're not okay. You numb out before you even process it. And that's when it hits. You've gotten so used to being your own comfort. You forgot what it feels like to actually let someone in. Sometimes I'll catch myself saying, I'm fine, when I'm literally falling apart. And then I'll laugh because who am I even trying to convince? Them or me? Lately, I've been trying to unlearn it. To replace I'm fine with something real. Even if it's small, like I've been better, or I'm tired, or I'm trying, or honestly, not that great. But I'm managing. It feels awkward, but freeing. It's like finally telling the truth to your own reflection. Because I don't want to be the girl who's always fine. I want to be honest. I want to be human. I want to have days where I don't have to explain it or minimalize it, what I'm feeling, just to make it easier for everyone else. So yeah, I'm learning that I'm fine isn't strength. It's a habit. It made me real strength is saying, actually, I'm not. And letting someone stay to hear why. Even if no one asked, you still owe yourself the truth. I've been thinking a lot. All the stuff I've been saying about being independent, about needing people, about the whole I'm fine thing. It's kind of been my personality for like ever. And it works until it doesn't. I used to think being strong meant never breaking, never asking for help, just doing it all myself and calling it growth. But lately, I've been realizing that maybe strength isn't just holding it together. Maybe it's knowing when to let go a little. Like, I've been the mature one my whole life. The only child who gets it. The old soul who doesn't cry. The one everyone trusts to be okay. And don't get me wrong. That version of me got me through a lot. But she's also tired, emotionally exhausted, just tired. And now I'm kind of learning to be soft again. Not weak, just soft. To say, actually that hurt, or actually I am hurt. And not feel weird about it. To let people help without feeling like I owe them something. It's uncomfortable, but it's healing. I don't want to be the girl who always has it together. I want to be the girl who feels everything and still finds a way to smile after. The girl who's learning that softness doesn't cancel out strength. It's another version of it. So yeah, I guess this is me. Unlearning the walls and relearning myself. The soft me, the honest me. The one that doesn't have to be fine all the time. Because being strong got me here, but being soft, that's what's going to help me stay.